Hello.
Clickety clack.
Ian,
my levels are nice.
Why can Kenny Pickett no longer hit the broadside of a barn, and why do we still employ Matt Canada?
The Roonies don't fire people?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Well, how can Kenny?
That's all I got.
How is it that Kenny can no longer throw anyone the ball?
He's just bad. He was not good last year.
Well, he was better last year than he is now.
No. He was bad.
Oh, man, he's not good.
Yeah, he is a bottom-tier dude.
Whew.
I mean, he might be a great person. I don't mean like that way. Yeah. I just mean compared to other NFL quarterbacks.
All I know is that
he is one of the least exceptional.
All I know is that right now the entire team consists of Alex Highsmith, TJ Watt, and Minkah Fitzpatrick. There are no other players. That's the whole team. They're all 22. And Boswell. Boswell's always, you know, right up there.
Wow, yeah.
You know.
So not to interrupt, but I was watching the channel. I still don't know who was first. It was Sluggo and Old Zartart, like, instantly. So, for the win.
Good times.
Okay, apparently it was Sluggo.
Do a show.
Like, I saw beep, beep, and they were both in.
Old conceded. Okay.
You were the first in the channel, apparently.
Wasn't me. Didn't do it.
That's a good reaction to have, but...
I'll always default to that. All right, you punks ready?
Relatively. Oh my gosh, what happened? Okay, I'm back.
All right. Don't know Ahsoka talk. I haven't watched this week's yet.
I don't think I watched last week's. I'm way behind.
Oh, okay.
Or wait, was last week's the...
Last week ends in Space Whales.
Oh, okay. I watched last week.
Yeah. That's where I left off.
At least it wasn't Space Hamsters.
Everybody loves a good Space Hamster.
Right. This week is dope.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Possibly very dope.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you when I have more time to digest.
Ray, you never watched Rebels, did you?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Okay, you did. Okay. Because, man, there's a lot of stuff that if you didn't watch, like, Rebels, you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they keep throwing all these characters' names and stuff out.
Or you don't care as much.
Sure. But, yeah.
Right.
They throw out people's names, and I'm like, oh, what happened to that person? Oh, wait, here's what's going on. Okay. Din Djarin, I know that guy, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And all this new stuff with the World Between Worlds and... The Witches of Dathomir, I'm like, that's it. That's a treat.
Yeah.
That was pumped.
Yeah. It's been a good show so far.
Yeah. I like Star Wars.
And I cannot lie. Oh, man, Ian, I'm getting so excited for all these retro songs on Saturday.
Don't get too excited. You got to manage your expectations and then let the show blow you away when you least expect it.
All right.
But yes, I hear you. I mean, it is almost never prior to this week where I find myself dancing around the house as I sing I Want to Sex You Up.
Ooh, good tune.
Ah, they're going to be awesome. I love Color Me Bad.
I only, kind of sad that this version we got is the one that does not have Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I know, that's
we'd have to drive to Connecticut for that one.
No.
Or Massachusetts. I think it's in Massachusetts.
Yeah, Bloomsburg is about as far as I'm willing to go these days.
Samurai wants that permanent clip. All right, let's get rolling. True Believers, welcome to the 397th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the woolly one. I'm here. We got Chaos 72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. How's it going?
Good. Yep.
What's up?
Well, that's also a throwback to the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
This is the week of 9/20 through 9/27. Those are dates that are 7 days apart. and your 7-day 4-star crash. The Titan. On Monday, you had Cloak and Dagger versus Mr. Strange and that Cliff guy. Did you beat up on Strange and Cliff?
50-50. I made short work of Cliff, and I have yet to challenge the good Doctor Strange.
Okay.
But I'm optimistic.
Yeah, Cloak and Dagger has an easy time with Doctor Strange because his big thing is he does the retributive strike. I forget what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just don't have to fire any powers with Cloak and Dagger. You just keep making black matches, and it just works out.
just keep matching black and everything goes your way.
It really does. I guess you should match blue so that he can't stun you. I think I did that as well, but.
Oh, sure. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just get the power going where you're making the special tiles automatically every turn and do your thing. Number next. Ooh. Monday, it's Dazzler. Yes. Versus Rocket and or Groot.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unstable ASO 8 is running now. Squirrel Girl, Ghost Rider, and Onslaught. And placement there is, hi, I'm Danny Rand, and some Gambit shards. If you haven't finished Puzzle Gauntleting, I think you've got like another day maybe to finish up Puzzle Gauntlet. This was the one that was the not really fun one, right? You have to have a whole column worth of special things.
Yeah, strike tiles. I mean, the really hard one is the one where you have to use, what's her name? I can't think of what her name is. You have to use what's her name? And Silk, who's a character I like, but her ability is to make strike tiles. She also puts out like fortified and web tiles, which then get in your way.
Uh-huh.
It was not fun. I think I got it on the, 20th, 30th time. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember how many times I played it, but I did do the two at the end, which is the only two that I ever play, so.
Yeah, I played a whole bunch of the other ones while I was waiting for other things to go, but.
Gotcha. Operation Spider Silk is up next. Black Panther, Danny Rand, Gambit. Placement is Polaris. And some shards for a new character. We are in between seasons, but right now Imitation Game is running. That'll get you Punisher and Echo, Placement, Moondragon, and some Lumber Cap. And I guess we talk a little bit more about this later, but. All the classes of years, they're all going to play at the same time. So that if you missed any of the things to do, you can go back and finish the things to do.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that seems thoughtful.
Because I missed some of the things to do.
In the news, we got not one, but two new characters.
Oh, my.
3-star and 5-star. The first one is the new model for Men's Fabletics, activewear. We got Spider-Man in yoga pants. That's the first one.
Right on.
And then the 5-star version is a carnaged up Miles Morales. Because we need more symbiotes. Because, man, I don't get sick of symbiotes and Spider-Man.
You shouldn't.
Oh, boy.
Won't it be two more things until that again? Yeah, it'll be like a 4-star and then a 4-star. And then after that, it'll be a platypus, the 3-star spider version, and the 5-star symbiote platypus version, and just keep going like that until we run out of exotic animals.
Well, I mean, everyone does join a good platypus.
Why not?
How about a venom-infused narwhal?
Versus a spider giraffe?
Ooh.
I'm down.
Yeah. All right,
I'm down with this non-repetitive, non-nonsense for new characters.
These are
turning into Craig.
Affiliations, Villains, Avengers, Spider-Verse, Team Cap, Multiversal Enhanced, Battleworld Symbiotes.
My only question is, Team Cap?
Well, I'm assuming the guy wearing, activewear is Team Cap.
I guess.
I can't imagine symbiote guy is Team Cap.
No.
I was going to say, Miles is Spider-Man and Spider-Man is Team Cap? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So, which one do I have on my screen here? Oh, crap bags. Did I not open the link to the 3-star one? All right. Let's talk about the 5-star one.
Let's indeed.
The Red Power Mega Carnage Blast. Mega Carnage. That sounds good. However, a whopping 10 red AP. We haven't seen a power get all the way up to 10 for a while, right? They've been keeping them a little lower than that.
Yeah.
This one goes
all the way up to 10?
All the way up to 10. Convert up to 4 charge basic tiles or charge tiles into basic tiles. Deal damage to the target. For every 2 charge tiles converted, increase this damage by 10%. Stun Miles and the target for a turn, and then deal damage to the enemy team. As you're going up, damage increases. So at level 5, you're increasing the damage by 30% and dealing more damage to the enemy team as you go. So, and you're destroying 4 for every 4 charge tiles destroyed, which is actually detrimental. You need to have to destroy more of them to get the damage.
Yeah.
The purple web warfare. Now this one's a bargain at 4. Convert 1 basic tile to a web tile. Passive, whenever your team matches a web or attack tile, create a charge tile. Weapon attack tile matches deal 6% more damage. I'm assuming that means more. What it actually says is deal 6% damage. I hope they don't deal just 6%. I'm hoping it's 6% more. Because as you go up in level, you're then converting 3 basic tiles to web tiles, and it says web and attack tile matches deal 55% damage. The green power, 6 armed assault for 6 green. Create 6 strength attack tiles, and half as many enemy attack tiles of the same strength. Then if there are more than 3 web tiles, empower the friendly created tiles by 25%. Then convert up to 2 web tiles to charge tiles. Good God.
I don't even know what's going on.
Passively, at the start of Miles' turn, if there are at least 3, or if there are less than 3 charge tiles on the board, create one. As you're going up in level, all those numbers, which I don't really want to repeat them all, they all change. Yeah, you are making tiles and enemy tiles and converting your tiles and making your tiles stronger and then doing things with webs and charged, and man, this guy makes all the tiles.
So I think I put the link to the 3-star if you want to go back and...
Oh, hey, thanks. So what do we got? Sure, we can do 3-star and come back to the rewards. The 3-star version.
Did you see what Samurai said about him?
No.
He makes so many web tiles, he's going to make 1-star Venom unstoppable.
Yes. Poor 1-star Venom. Still sorry about that. Purple power. Web warrior for 7 purple. Create one basic tile to convert 1 basic tile to web tile. Passive. Whenever your team matches a web tile, create a charge tile. Web tile matches deal 3% increased damage. As you go up, you're converting 3 basic tiles to web tiles. Web tile matches deal 45% increased damage.
I find it interesting that this one does increased damage, and the other one was just 6%. Yeah.
This one costs 7, the other one costs 4, but they pretty much do the same thing. Oh, no, that other one's doing the tactiles and other stuff, too. Yeah, it's got 20 words. Oh, God, look at all the words.
Yeah.
The yellow power, bioelectric threads, 6 yellow. Create 2 protect tiles and 2 strike tiles. If there are more web than charge tiles, increase the created protect tiles by 15%. Otherwise, increase the strike tiles by 15%. Then convert up to 2 web tiles into charge tiles. Jesus. Passive, at the start of Miles' turn, if there are less than 2 charge tiles on the board, create a charge tile. Yeah, this is much like the other one. It's got so many words, I don't want to read them all. As you go up in level, things get converted more. They're doing 50% damage increase, depending on which things you have more of. And the red power is also 10. This one's called Mega Venom Blast. Convert up to 4 charge tiles to basic tiles and deal damage to target for every 2 charge tiles. Convert it, increase its damage by 15%, stun Miles, deal damage to the enemy team. And so on and so on. At the top end, for every 5 charge tiles converted, increase the damage by 50%. Like, maxed out, that's doing, like, team AoE of 1,713. That's not real significant.
Not really.
Yeah. So there you got go into the gym, GTL version of Miles, and Miles all carnaged up. What do we got? In the offer store... That's running the 21st and 25th. Chance to get Carnage variant in there. The Spidey Stash Vault. Chance to get Carnage in there. There's a Fitz and Flash Legendary Store token. The Fitz and Flash Store running the 28th to the 1st. 15% chance to get Miles, Carnage, Kingpin, Spider-Verse version, or Gwenom. I bet I'm going to pass on that store. Additional tokens can be purchased for 25 CP there. And changes to feeders. 3-star Miles is going to feed 4-star Miles, and that's going to feed 5-star Miles. But there is some retro in there, so you might get some 5-star Miles out of that 4-star.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a good retro.
Right.
So there you go. More Miles. Who doesn't want that? This guy. as I said earlier, the class of PvP reruns are coming during the week of 9/28 through 10/4. All prior class of PvPs will run alongside the PvP class of 2023. These rerun PvPs will not have any rewards associated beyond the quest completion rewards and are meant solely for catching up on the overall anniversary countdown quest.
Thanks.
The PvP class of 23 will have the normal rewards.
I like it.
Yeah, I appreciate that because I didn't pay enough attention to the first one and haven't been able to complete the number of PvP nodes.
Now's your chance.
Yeah, awesome.
In further news, is return of a nerf.
Uh-oh.
We haven't had a nerf for a while.
Yeah.
So here we go. Chasm rebalance coming your way. Oh, God, so many words. This is going live on the evening of the 21st, so that's tomorrow. So probably by the time you listen to this show, it may already be in the game. The Walking Abyss is changing. The old version said whenever Chasm makes a match, he converts two random tiles into Abyss tiles. Whenever an Abyss tile is matched or destroyed, he creates two random web tiles. At the end of each turn for each Abyss on the board, up to three, both teams lose one AP from the front character's strongest color with one or more AP. Chasm and the enemy team's character in front take damage equal to Chasm's match damage in that color, plus a number. That was at rank 5. There are a few changes here. It is now changed that for ranks 1 through 4, passive, again, when Chasm makes a match, creates two random Abyss tiles. Whenever Abyss tiles match destroyed, creates one random web tile. At the end of each turn, if there are two or more Abyss on the board, both teams lose one AP. So that's to say both teams take the character. But now the damage is equal to 115% of Chasm's current match damage in that color.
Wait, what? Okay.
So it used to be his match damage plus 177, like a flat number. Now it's 115% of his match damage. So I suppose as you scale him, that'll actually go up, right? Because his match damage will increase at the higher level he is.
Right.
All right. The rank 5. Again, whenever Chasm makes a match, create two random Abyss tiles. Whenever an Abyss tiles match destroy, create a random web tile. At the end of the turn, if there are two or more Abyss tiles on the board, both teams lose one AP in a random color with one or more AP. Then both teams' front characters take damage equal to 115% of Chasm's current match damage in that color. The add-on, if there are four or more Abyss tiles on the board, that thing triggers twice.
How is this a nerf?
Well, I think they're buffing this ability for changes coming later.
Okay.
There's a giant chart in the middle of this thing that obviously you can go and peruse on your own about how the damage is going to play out.
I mean, it's definitely less web tiles, so I think that's good, but...
Huh. The Stare into the Void power, the old version, passive. If you gaze into the Chasm, blah, 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 at the start of the match, stun the enemy team for one turn. If Chasm is downed and there are three or more Abyss tiles on the board, Chasm is revived with 30% health, plus 2% health per web tile on the board to a max of 10. He then destroys all the Abyss tiles on the board and stuns the enemy team for a turn. Whenever a web tile is matched, Chasm heals. New version, still a passive. At the start of the turn, whenever Chasm revives, stun the enemy team for one turn. If Chasm is down and there are three or more Abyss tiles on the board, Chasm is revived with 30% health. Then he destroys all the Abyss tiles. Each time Chasm revives, the Abyss tile threshold goes up by 2. Still, whenever a web tile is matched, Chasm heals a little bit more now.
Huh.
But each time he dies and comes back, it's going to get it harder.
Yeah.
So I like that. That's nice. But the rest of it's still the same. And again, there's charts and graphs and things. The empty inside power, old version. Chasm's match damage is multiplied by up to 250% as the average AP on both teams approaches 0, and down to 90% as the average AP of both teams approaches 5 plus 1 for every 2 web tiles on the board. I don't know, I think I ever read that before. The new version. Chasm's match damage is scaled based on the average AP in the battle. The lower the average AP, the stronger he gets. Chasm's match damage is strongest at 220% of base when the average AP is 0, and weakest at 75% of base when the average AP is 5 or more.
Huh.
For every 2 web tiles on the board, the average AP at which Chasm is weakest is increased by 1%. Okay. So there will be smarter people than me need to read these and figure this out, but it's not a tremendous change, at least to me. But
no, it doesn't seem like it.
I'm not a Chasm player, so I don't know how this would affect what you do with him.
Well, I mean, his base match damage is a bit lower when you have no AP. It's a bit better when you have, you know, full AP. I think seems to be a fairly minor nerf as far as nerfs go. I don't know, unless I'm missing something. I mean, it's definitely a slight nerf. Don't get me wrong. Interesting.
Yeah, so I guess we'll have to see how that plays out. Maybe someone can tell us by next week for the people who use Chasm, since that should go into effect tomorrow.
I agree with what Samurai just said. In the past, The nerfs have been way too heavy-handed and relegated characters to the pit of obscurity, like Logan and Gambit. Yeah, yeah. This seems more reasonable. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Gambit got hit hard, but good lord, was he a menace.
He was.
And in other news, all we have is that there's going to be a change to the Champion feature. So Champions 2.0 is coming. I have no more details.
Nice. That's good enough.
So I suppose, you know, maybe just hoard everything now. Don't sell any things.
We already do, dude.
Well, that's
it's
that's
just
true.
You that spends it all.
Anything funny. Else in the news? What you guys got?
I had something. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was outraged about something, but I'm not really outraged.
All right.
Sorry. I need to talk through some of my feelings.
Okay.
They're game-related feelings. Have we ever not finished a team event before?
Did we not finish the team event?
I don't remember making it to level 8. I thought we...
Yeah, we
dozed off
once,
around level 7.
Oh, the one didn't go to 8, did it?
I have no idea. What, but that the high evolutionary event?
Yeah, because there were two high evolutionary events. The one went to level 8, and the other one I don't think did. Like, oh. I think we got the Alliance rewards completed.
Nice.
But then there was a Alliance ranking competition, and I don't think we played nearly enough to get anything fantastic out of that.
Yeah, I didn't even know anything happened. I barely played. I felt bad about it. Yeah, I didn't think we were going to make it to the end.
So Samurai says the heroic event didn't have progression rewards past 6.
Oh. Well, I guess we got there then.
Yeah. I know I reached a certain point and I'm like, I'm done. I don't like the double Alliance events at once. It's a little too much. But they were staggered, so I get it. Like, I would do the one event, and then I'd be like, all right, let's do the other one, and none of the nodes were unlocked. I'm like, I guess I'll check back, you know, in a few hours and see. But then I wouldn't, because I only play at certain times during the day. So, yeah, it was staggered somehow, and I don't know exactly how, but, yeah. Parent DX says the staggering messed me up as well. Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I'm getting a new car, so I guess that's news. Yay!
A different Tesla?
Yeah, we're getting a Model Y. We're going to sell the Model 3, which has a strangely good resale value. And, of course, the batteries are not diminished. And so I guess it's not that strange. But, yeah, that's exciting for me.
Okie doke. A little bit more room when we take a road trip.
Yeah, the Y is a decent amount more room, actually.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. And then maybe look at selling the Jeep that's just sitting in the driveway rotting in place. So,
yeah, I mean, after you get rid of the Mazda, you know, I think, you know, you got to get rid of that Jeep at some point.
Subaru, but yes.
Oh, sure. It was a car. I don't know.
WRX isn't a Mazda.
all right, let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Mayday.
What up, everybody? Let's talk about Melinda May, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. 4-star red, blue, and yellow. Sure Shot costs 8 red AP. Choose 2 basic tiles. Deals 528 damage and destroys the chosen tiles. If all chosen tiles are the same color, deal 686 damage instead. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. As this ability scales up, you can destroy 4 tiles. You can destroy any enemy special tile, deals either 1,933 damage or 2,514 if the chosen tiles are of the same color. Calculated Strike costs 5 blue AP. Stun the target for 1 turn. Passive. Whenever an enemy returns from stunned, create a random 2-turn countdown tile targeting that character. While it is on the board, that character's matches and powers will deal 111 less damage. Scaling this up to a 3-turn stun, creating a 5-turn countdown tile that reduces enemy damage by 1,566. Shield Training is a yellow ability which is passive and costs 0 yellow AP. Whenever an ally takes at least 18% of their total health in damage, that ally is granted a burst of 408 health. Once per turn, if an ally would deal at least 15% of the enemy's total health in damage, That ally gains 1 AP in the strongest color. And that scaling up is restoring 1,231 burst of health when an ally takes 10% of their health in damage and generates 3 AP when an ally deals 8% of an enemy's health in damage. So let me preface this by saying she seems appropriately powered for who she is. Beyond that, I can't tell you much about what I just said because it was all underwhelming.
Yeah, she nerfs a little bit and she's got a good stun.
Yeah.
But there are better stuns.
Yeah. A five cost for a 3-turn stun, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, that's Melinda May, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. And that's what Sunny and Xand are.
Moving on, then.
Do it.
Acting! Thank you!
Ha-ha!
Ian, who we got this week?
This week, we have the often requested, ever popular, super famous, Mark Strong.
Who's it was?
Luckily, we're starting with the two guys who know him best, Ray and then Craig.
So, I did not know who Mark Strong was, so I went through, there's a YouTube video that has, like, the top 10 best Mark Strong characters that he's ever played. So I watched this, and it has, like, scenes from different movies, and it way too much dialogue from the not Mark Strong narrator. But it did give me an idea of who he is and where I've seen him before. And let me tell you, the one thing that really struck me about this guy, I mean, he is other than his appearance, because his appearance is strong, but his voice, he has a voice that's amazing.
Yeah.
So my initial thought was, well, he should be a voice actor. Like, he should definitely do a voice of some really strong character in the MCU.
How about a Carnage symbiote Miles?
Did not come to mind, no. But what I ended up with is not quite that, although it could be partially that. I want him to be Dr. Doom. That voice in like a metal sounding background would be amazing.
I'd be into that. Yeah.
And he could play Doom. Like, he could be Doom behind the mask as well. He could definitely do that. He might not be as big and muscular as Doom is, but, you know, there's CGI.
Sure. All right. Craig.
Doom.
I had never heard of Mark Strong, had no idea who this was when Ian brought him up. But I am, you know, a shallow person. I went straight just by appearance. Portray him as Adrian Toomes.
Oh.
He is the correct version of the Vulture.
Craig knocked it out of the park because he plays original Vulture, Adrian Toomes. Absolutely, he is the correct person for Vulture.
All right.
Man, that is, I think that's what I was thinking when I put him on this list without telling anybody.
Yeah, I saw him and I'm like, you know, who, you know, I'm trying to think of bald people and I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He's got kind of a funky kind of head going on a little bit. I'm like, he's Adrian Toomes.
Yeah, he could easily do that role. Yeah, I'm on board. I still like my Doom, though.
Right.
Sure.
That is near clean sweep, though.
I understand your rationale. It makes sense. But yeah. I don't know what he sounds like, so I can't subscribe to the voice thing. But
wow, you didn't even watch any of the videos of his performances? Wow. Okay.
No, I didn't. No, Dad.
Oh, Robin.
Talk to me, Robin. Talk to your brother. Anyway, thank you to Thespify.
Thespify.
Ian, who's the super mega deluxe star you got for next week?
Mark Strong. No. Next week is none other than Mr. Denzel Washington.
Ooh, Denzel.
So, let me tell you, I did a quick search on what the internet thought about who Denzel should play in the MCU. The internet is totally wrong.
Nice.
I don't know who I'm picking yet, but the internet is wrong.
The wrongest?
Yes. Well, maybe not.
Nice.
I mean, Denzel can play a lot of people, but...
Sure.
I disagree with their assessment.
All right. I'll have to look into that one. We'll talk about that next week.
Yep.
This week, Willie, did any mail get delivered?
There was, in fact, one piece of mail.
Nice.
That was registered over on the D3 forums from TJ Jawther. You can imagine. And you remember what the last clue was.
Yeah. We covered that.
Yeah, we did. So he says, sigh, I so dislike it when the jokes come too easily. Although, considering that true comic fans celebrate Batroc Day instead of Batman Day in September, the timing couldn't have been better. Do not drink Coke Pixel. This is his warning. It is truly nasty with a gross artificial aftertaste. So I don't know what it's supposed to taste like. Pixels, I guess.
Right.
But don't
taste like the internet.
Don't drink it.
Pretty gross.
So I do think that last clue was kind of mean about the kicks.
Or hilarious.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
a reference to Miles' stylish shoes.
However, TJ Jawther and myself were still in competition. I want Crossbones. He wants Batroc. You know, we'll see who gets there first.
Yep.
Ooh, when's that Hercules movie's coming out so we can get some Hercules in this game?
Hercules.
Exactly.
Can't go wrong with some good Hercules.
You could.
You could.
Ah, great adventure.
I think Brett Goldstein is the way to go wrong with Hercules, I'll be honest, but...
Yeah?
I mean, he's a great actor and an excellent writer, but it's just not.
Yeah, he wrote some good stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, I do love that show. I don't know, I'm going to now root, since we got Dazzler and we got Namor, my current rooting is just for sheer correctness of spite. Power Pack is what I want next. And not when they grow up. I don't want the grown-up Power Pack. I want little kid version Power Pack.
Wouldn't they have to grow up like into individual heroes? They can't just maintain Power Pack.
They can. No, I like to pray to the baby Jesus. So no, I want the young kid version.
Well, no, that's my point, is Power Pack can be like one character, and it's all of Power Pack. But if they're older, then they have to be like separate characters, and that just doesn't work so well.
Yeah, I want the original Power Pack.
In my fantasy world.
That's right. So thanks, Willie. I think that was it, right?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Nice.
Moving on. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
All right. Let's see what this home stretch of the decade-iversary brings. Thank goodness, because these are all characters that are too new for me to know a single thing about. So, the 4-star characters that you will enjoy on your boosted list are Abomination, Black Knight, Deathlok, Dupe, Gertrude Yorks, Gore. No longer just a support Hulkling, recently talked about Melinda May, Namora, Puck, Reptile, Rhino, She-Hulk, and the unforgettable Oscorp Spider-Man, who's definitely in this game. Oh, and the 5 stars. What's going on here? Abigail Brand and Arcade are both boosted. Soon-to-be-nerfed Chasm is boosted. Crystal, Elektra, and Emma Frost are boosted. Recently renamed Gargantos is boosted, alongside Hitmonkey and Dead and Back Again Kamala Khan. Moon Knight, boosted all the way to 5-star. Same with Riri Williams. She-Hulk, the immortal version, is boosted, as is Mighty Thor. So, yeah, unless Craig said that may already be implemented, I was going to say enjoy Chasm while he's still unnerfed and boosted, but that could be coming to an end by the... as soon as you hear my voice. Sorry about that. Wasn't entirely my fault. But thanks as... oh, yeah. Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Did you do the Samurai Says? Did you mention that?
I don't...
Okay.
I mean, there's no text. I thought that was just like a quiet burn for Craig.
It is, but it's also, you know, Mighty Thor's...
Is that him saying, play Mighty Thor?
That's how I took it. And the burn
like
for Craig.
Oh, see, I feel like he would have advocated for Chasm. But yeah, maybe he's saying, play Mighty Thor, or he's saying, is that an Oscar? Does she have an Oscar? What for? Black Swan. Oh, it has to be Black Swan. That wasn't good, but
yeah,
people liked
for
it.
For the terrific acting that happens in Black Swan.
Yeah, that movie was not good.
That has nothing to do with the one, you know, very famous scene.
That's not that cool. It was lame. It was a real letdown on every aspect.
I'm just saying.
But I just feel like, what else could she have done that would have gotten her Oscar consideration? Mystify.
Wait, does she have three?
Three Oscars? What?
No, that doesn't make sense.
Man.
Oh, I think those were nominations?
Maybe.
Three nominations?
I'm skeptical about that even, but...
Man, she gets three Oscars. They better give Vanilla Ice like nine Grammys. Oh, I cursed.
Yeah, you did.
Ray, you better beep that out.
Yeah, that was nomination.
You super did.
She was nominated for Closer? I don't remember that one. Closer in 2005, Black Swan in 2011, and Jackie in 2016.
Yeah, I've never heard of Jackie. Closer had something to do with, like, her having some sort of, like, secret double life as a stripper and having an affair with Clive Owens and mayhem happens. I don't know.
Okay. Jackie's about Jackie Onassis.
Oh, I didn't see that.
But yeah, she won for Black Swan.
Yeah. Well, let's pivot because apparently
pivot.
She apparently makes the host curse.
Pivot.
This is true. You should hear him when he's not
so
on the podcast.
So angry at the thought.
Hey, I haven't cursed like that for a long time on this show.
I know, that's why.
I've been doing pretty well.
All it took was Natalie Portman.
Yeah, well, right. You know, I don't know where we're at. Oh, Ian, hit me with some pop, pop.
Pop, pop! Oh, all right. So, are you braced? Have you recovered, Craig?
Yes.
Let me tell you quickly about Viviz? V-I-V-I-Z. I'm not super sure how to... Viviz? Well, anyway, Craig, there's just three of them.
Oh, bargain.
See, I was curious because the video is very confusing. At one point, it looks like there's three. At another point, it looked like there were five. And then at some point, there were like 12 people dancing. And I'm fine with that because the dancing was intriguing. But yeah, I didn't know how many were actually in the band.
Yes, they have three official members. Currently, I don't know if there has been some group trimming. They're pretty new, so I don't think so. I think it's been a three-piece since the get-go.
Okay.
Way back when in 2000 or in 2021. But yeah, it was. I really wanted to like them because they were only three of them, but it turns out I didn't. I did make it through two songs, but I was not compelled to listen to any more.
Now I have only listened to the song that you gave me, but I thought it was okay.
Yeah,
and they really.
Yeah, it's definitely.
They really go for a Susanna Hoffs kind of look in a couple places. And, you know, they're not Susanna Hoffs, but I see what they're doing there.
Right. Right. Yeah, they were totally fine. They're definitely, you know, I wasn't cursing them or the fact that I had to listen to their music. So that was pretty good. All right. I'm going to make a pitch for some pop here now. This is more brand focused than one particular beverage, but I will narrow it down. So there is a company called Gus, G-U-S. They make grown-up soda. It is fantastic. I can only speak for the flavors that I have had. And they have a cola, which is magnificent. They have a Meyer lemon soda, magnificent. And then they have a Ruby Red grapefruit soda, which is also delicious. But specifically, the cola is fantastic. It's got... nothing going on. It's just sparkling water, cane sugar, caramel for color, and then citric and lactic acid, and then some cola nut. But it advertises itself as less sweet. I don't know that that's accurate, but I love it. It's a little drier than your average pop, which is a fun surprise for me. So. If you get access to it or an opportunity, maybe they make them in your neck of the woods, or maybe you got, I don't know, drug into a TJ Maxx by your wife and boom, there was some at the checkout. And you took them home and they were delicious and now you're doing a segment on them. Who knows how you could come across these beverages? Probably Amazon. So yeah, we have Viviz and Gus Soda on this week's Pop Pop. Thanks, as always, to Magnify.
Magnify. All right, Ian, do you have Steam open?
Yeah. I'm not ready to go, but I'm readier than usual.
I can do my one.
All right.
Do it.
All right. Oh, it's a purple. Oh, Tentacle Whip, Omega Red. So the reason I'm only doing one is because I have both Gwenom and Omega Red champed.
Oh.
So that gets me another level with Omega Red, which is a good thing. He's an amazing character.
Should I go ahead? I've only got three.
That's all right. I've already opened one.
Oh, what you got?
It was Domino, Enter the Fray. All right. And I got some bonus shards.
My first one, I got Electra. Second one, the Big Pun. Oh, the third one's purple. Venomsaurus Rex. Tard, no feathers. What does that make my dinosaur? 3-1-2. The dino. So thanks to the OG, this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, is available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We broadcast alongside several other excellent podcasts. You can find direct links to all of our pages at the Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
I think I'm good.
Probably not. Keep your expectations in check for Saturday night.
I will try.
But know in your heart that it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment suggestions, please shoot them at Ray into the mailbag, the D3 forums, the MPQ subreddit, or directly via the email. If you want to throw us a bone, please go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, and give us a little love there. I suppose I haven't pitched a Patreon for a long time. You know, please join a Patreon.
Well managed.
Thanks. But that's it. Goodbye for now. But remember, kids, it's all Greek to me. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.